A federal jury in Manhattan will soon have to decide whether a man convicted of blowing up the United States Embassy in Nairobi, Kenya, will be executed. Mohammed al-Awali was convicted of 213 murders resulting from that attack on August 7, 1998. Later, the same jury will hear separate death penalty proceedings for a co-defendant convicted of a simultaneous attack in Tanzania. NPR's Melissa Block reports.
The government's case is straightforward. Mohammed al-Awali deserves to die because the crime he committed was so horrible. And prosecutors called 29 witnesses to make that case, most of them survivors of the bombing and family members of those killed who offered heart-rending testimony of their losses. Several jurors wept along with the witnesses during the victim impact testimony. Several Kenyans told of rushing from morgue to morgue in search of their loved ones. Some of the victims so badly blown apart by the explosion they could be identified only by their clothing, or in one case, by DNA analysis. Winfred Wamai said when she found her husband, he didn't have a face. He didn't even have a heart. Part of his chest was gone. Later, when he was buried, she said, I wasn't even able to dress him in his favorite jacket. We had to tie him up with a sheet. Doreen Ruto said she found a list of casualties at the police station that indicated an unknown African male. I remember I was really annoyed and angry about it, she said. I kept thinking that someone should know where Wilson is. He is not any unknown African male. He is my husband. Someone should find him. Witnesses spoke, too, of the lingering trauma on the families left behind. Teresia Rungu, whose husband and daughter were both killed, said she can't help her children with their homework. I don't know how to read, she explained. She bowed her head and wept as she said, I'm thinking to kill myself because my life is so difficult. The jury was also told of a child who sits alone on a school playground talking with his dead father. Against this wrenching testimony, the defense begins presenting its case on Monday. There will be no family witnesses to beg the jury to spare the life of 24-year-old Mohammed al-Awali, a Saudi and a devoted follower of the Saudi exile Osama bin Laden. Instead, his lawyers plan a political defense. They'll argue that al-Awali bombed the embassy to try to stop U.S. airstrikes and sanctions against Iraq, a campaign, the defense claims, that has cost the lives of more than a million Iraqis. The U.S. actions amount to terrorism and genocide, according to the defense, comparable conduct to al-Awali's own action. But on Thursday, after the jury went home for the day, defense attorney David Baugh said he was having a hard time getting witnesses to testify on al-Awali's behalf. Even those who want the U.S. sanctions lifted, he said, don't want to have anything to do with terrorists. Baugh told Judge Leonard Sand, I don't think you really appreciate how hated Osama bin Laden is. He is the boogeyman. Some potential witnesses refused to testify for fear of jeopardizing their immigration status, Baugh said. Others claimed they were afraid of losing government funding for their research. The jury will be asked to balance the weight of the prosecution's aggravating factors, the victim impact testimony and al-Awali's future dangerousness, against the mitigating factors presented by the defense. The jurors, who are anonymous, will have to balance their own emotions as well. The juror who wept steadily through the victim testimony is also the juror who expressed the most qualms about the death penalty when the jury was selected. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being strongly oppose and 10 being strongly favor, juror number 3 gave herself a 2. Melissa Block, NPR News, New York.